Hello? Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Hello?
I'm ready.
All right. Yo. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm here with our other host, Carlos and DJ. Go ahead and clap it up for him. Thank you. All right. Now, I wanted our first topic for the podcast to be centered around music. And so I kind of want to touch on music, what we have been listening to recently. New artists we came across and, you know, things of that nature. And DJ, you were kind of talking about MF Doom and his samples, and I kind of want you to get a little bit more into that, please.
Well, hold on. Shouldn't it go more like, yo, hello, I'm doing a podcast, and today we're going to be talking about music with my co-host, Carlos and Holy.
Hey, refer to me as Zelos.
Zelos and Holy.
Zelos or Los? One or the other.
Los and Holy.
Yo.
And then, like y'all would be like, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
No. Yo, that's like an example. I'm giving you a format,
bro. No, bro, you already did it. I kind of want to touch on a bit of the new artists I've been listening to. And you guys can do the same. If not new, any, like, artists that have been replaying a lot for you. There's this artist called Greek that I've been listening to a lot, and I don't know why, but I've been in a chill mood when it comes to music now. I think it might change next month. It might be like, I don't know, I might go back to like jazz music or something like that, but right now it's just been very chill. And what's it called? I've been listening to a lot of Greek, Nicki. If that's how you say
it. Nicki Minaj?
No. See, like, I knew I was going to do that. It's Nikki.
How old is she?
She's 25. She's based in the United States. I'm trying to figure out what kind of music she does. Alternative pop, alternative R&B. Okay.
I've been listening to a lot of alternative R&B. That's what I've been listening to. And that shit is beautiful.
How'd you find her?
I was editing and I was like, yo, I need to listen to some music. And I saw that she had just dropped an album, so I was listening to it. I'm like, yo, this is good. The album's called Buzz, if you want to listen to it. If not, you don't have to, but it's called Buzz. Really good album.
I won't.
Would you compare it to any other, like, famous album?
Would I compare this album to any other famous album? At the moment, no. I don't think I can compare this to anything as of recently.
Okay. Would you want her to collab with any other artist that you're into right now? Well, who? Who and what?
I'm not going to lie. Kali Uchis.
Okay.
Kali Uchis. Oh, me. It's either that or we're going to have to throw her with Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean's so random, but I get it. Let me listen. I also, like, Frank Ocean hasn't made... When's the last time he dropped a song?
Let's see. It's been a minute. Oh, no, he dropped a song 2020.
So 5 years ago? Or wait, no.
2020 called Dear April. I didn't even know this existed.
You don't care about this, bro.
This is alternative R&B, bro? I don't know if I'm listening to... Oh, yeah, this is...
What are you talking about?
I'm, like, listening to her for a second. Nicki. Yeah.
Minaj?
No, just sorry. Nicki. Yeah, she reminds me of, like, what's his name? Khalid?
Khalid. Which is...
Khalid, yeah. Khalid.
Bro, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I like your recommendations. What? I'm trying to remember them. All right, Carlos?
Some new artists? Yeah. Pink Sifu. One of his newer... Yeah, Pink Sifu.
Okay,
he's a rapper slash singer, you know. He's been popping off with a lot of collab projects. That's what he's been, like, really known for. His most recent one, I think I showed y'all, Leather something.
He had a song called, like, something League, right?
Yes. N-word.
What was it?
League.
Oh.
League. Anyways, yeah, so he has some albums, like It's Too Quiet, Leather, I don't know how to pronounce his, Blood? I don't know. He's came out And these are all like collab projects. Like these are like projects that are usually with a lot of people or like specifically with like a specific producer. He came out with one who another artist who I really like and I probably want to talk about too, Young Morpheus. They have a collab album that came out 2022. I think pretty much like all his recent albums have just been like with another artist. Because even before that one, another one is Real Bad Man. And on top, like on top of it being like an album with somebody else is rapping with him, he'll still have features on top of that. Like I'm looking through the albums, he has a lot of Fly Anakin, a lot of Bobby James, a lot of Arm & Hammer, like a lot of underground. He very much fucks with like the underground scene, and he'll like involve them heavy. Liv, if you listen to her, she's really good. A lot of producers. He has Benny the Butcher. Who else? He's been making music for a while. Kenny Beats, Z Loopers, Mike, The Alchemist. On top of that, bro, he's been like featured on one of the real like achievements or like things that I thought was cool was he was on Madlib's album. Yes. He's on one of Madlib's album, which for me, I'm like, I already consider Madlib like one of the most legendary producers out there. You know, like obviously he's still making music, but after the fact, like I think he's gonna be known like legendary status because he's like done so much. Like
good he did music. All of Mad Villainy, right?
I think I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. I think he did all of Mad Villainy because I remember trying to listen to that album and it was on like Madlib.
A different break. Yeah.
I was like, hold on now.
I never said that.
Yeah, so he showed up on a Madlib album. He's been on another artist I really like who's out there is Kwale Chris. He's been on that album. Like, he's just like very, like, he's very collaborative, which I think is cool as fuck. Not just collaborative, but he's very unique in his sound. A lot of the stuff reminds me of like a different version of listening to like a mix of like Drake and Kanye, but like underground at the same time.
You said it's a mix of Drake and Kanye?
What I feel like, yeah, usually is like the
same. Wait, what did you say his name was again?
Pink Sifu?
Oh, yeah, Pink Sifu. My bad.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Young Morpheus.
Well, that's like another guy I'll just jump into right now. Young Morpheus is also like a really good artist. Pull him up. I think he just came out with a new album. Yes, he came out with a new album, and I've been loving it with Alexander Split, which, fun fact, this guy has produced one of Mac Miller's songs in the past. Young Morpheus. I'm going into his producer that he did a collab album with.
Heard that.
Oh, he produced Wings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From Mac Miller? Yeah. So that was him producing it. So he's kind of been in the game for a while, but he's been doing a lot of collab albums with artists. I think he has a whole I'm pretty sure you guys heard of Sideshow. He has a whole EP with Sideshow. I think it's like 5 songs, and they're all phenomenal. They're all really good songs.
It's crazy. I've been listening to Sideshow for a hot minute. Let's see.
Yeah. It's called Jam. So he has an EP with him. He just came out with the collab album with Young Morpheus, Waking Up and Choosing. Waking Up and Choosing Violence.
You said it was called Jam?
Yeah, if you look up Jam and then Sideshow.
Alexander
Split Spitz. And but yeah, Young Morpheus is good. The album I've been constantly replaying is Waking Up and Choosing Violence with Young Morpheus and Alexander Split as the producer. Super good. The sounds are crazy. The sounds are unique. One of my favorite tracks are probably like Principle Over Profit. And it could occur though. I like those songs a lot. I think I know I do a lot of like those. I do a lot of video editing, so I've incorporated a lot of those songs to my edits.
Okay.
Fun facts: I brought up how the Real Bad Man did a collab album with Pink Sifu. He also did one with Young Morpheus. They also have a collab album. I don't really listen.
Super to Bad Man.
So now, Lola, my question is to you, right? I'm starting to pick up that me, you, and DJ, when it comes to our music, I wouldn't say like we're like completely like one person has a completely different music style from the other one. Like we all listen to the same stuff, but we tend to gravitate more towards different things. And I feel like your music and what you primarily listen to is completely different from what I might listen to on the daily. So I want to know what attracts you to that genre of music. Is it the lyrical stuff? Is it how they perform some of their...
I think it's 50-50. For me, personally, I think it's, like, lyrical, and I think what they're saying. I think I've gravitated towards artists that are just, like, more common and not really telling me, like... Obviously, I like an artist who can, like, say something deep, and I can, like, kind of ponder on it, and it's, like, pretty memorable line. But I also really love a good production and for somebody who really appreciates, like, the sound that they're rapping on top of, and that to be unique, you know.
So it's like a personal thing for you.
Yeah, it needs to feel some kind of personal like level for me to like understand it or like it.
Okay. So how you feel about Drake?
About what, Drake?
How you feel about Drake?
I like Drake. I think Drake's like a good. I think Drake.
How you feel about Kendrick?
Look, I love Kendrick. I love Kendrick, bro.
Tasha, no, you can't love both.
Hey, I don't love both. I like Drake, but I love Kendrick. See, I think Drake is a party. He's for the party. All right?
Okay.
Kendrick's for the culture, bro.
You could have just said you don't like Drake.
Drake has some
bangers. Nah, I think Drake does have bangers, but I mean... Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's for the party.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
I think in terms of... in terms of Drake versus Kendrick, and I feel like this argument might have already been said, but I feel like Kendrick is more of a storyteller. He's trying to let you understand, like, yo, this is what I decided to create, and so I'm going to try my best to picture it in your mind, rather than Drake. It's just, he's throwing out good music. He doesn't care if it has a story behind it. He doesn't really care too much if there's a deeper meaning, or if he wants a deeper meaning, then he'll add it in probably like one song, but it's not based off like the entire album. Like how my favorite album is To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a story from beginning to end, and then end to beginning. I think it's that album that you can listen to from like the last song going up, and depending on if you listen to it from beginning starting bottom or bottom starting top, the story changes, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's that album.
I think it's like an entertainer versus the true artist.
You know? That's what I was, that's what I was thinking when he was talking about it. I'm like, it's like, I feel like Kendrick's like a true artist. I feel like if you take the craft seriously, you're going to make like, you're going to put like your personas or like something, a part of yourself into that and just like make it something bigger. But Drake doesn't really do that. So he's more like an entertainer. But yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Okay, I lied. It's not To Pimp a Butterfly. It's Damn. If you listen to Damn, if you listen to that one, like the last song going up, then the story is completely different from if you were to listen to the first song going down.
Damn is my least favorite Drake album. Or Kendrick album.
Yeah, you're canceled. Off road. Get
the fuck out of here.
You're done. Okay, you had your chance, man.
Okay, why do you say that's your least favorite?
Because I think it's the one that like I take away the least from. So like, let's just go through it, bro. My favorite album, I mean, I'm not gonna count his first one. I still think his first one is phenomenal, has a lot of good hits. Overly Dissected that one's good. That's like from 2010. I mean, Section 80 is like in my top like two like Kendrick albums. So I love Section 80. I think it's one of his best. But I think he doesn't even consider it as an album. He considers it like an EP. Good Kid, Mad City. I mean, bro, like, yeah, with all the songs, it's crazy. Good Kid, Mad City is a hit. I mean, nobody can say anything negative about it. It's just a solid album all the way through. To Pimp a Butterfly obviously is like great, one of his best. That's like if you ever want to like platform, or if you ever want to see a bass, like a good example of what a good album looks like. Listen to that one. Untitled, Unmastered, obviously great. But damn, yeah. I don't, it's just like from all these, I could take like most of the album and enjoy it all the way through. While Damn, there's only a few songs I like.
Yeah.
And then now that I re-listen to them, I'm like, I don't really want to re-listen to again. You know?
I feel like, yeah, it was good for its time.
I think when it comes to Damn, for me, because I don't, like I tell you guys all the time, I don't really try to deep dive too much when it comes to music. But when it comes to Damn, like, I like all the songs on here because of editing. So when I listen to these, I'm like, damn, I could just picture a whole ass edit with this. So I don't even really pay attention to more or less the story he may be telling. I'm just listening to the beat, and I'm like, you know what? I like that. Let's try to match it with this. So when it comes to Damn, I see this as like an editing album for me more than let me listen to this just for the hell of it. Like, To Pimp a Butterfly, beautiful album. I listened to it while I was working, right? Through and through. Good Kid, Mad City, same thing. Section 80, the exact same thing. But when it comes to Damn, I can't listen to it unless I am trying to make an edit or I feel like I want to make an edit. I think almost every song on here has been overplayed, if not
used. I was about to say, would you say like it's because it's more commercialized? You know what I'm saying? Like more like it's like radio music in a way.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like with all the other albums, and yet again, I don't know too much about music, so please don't crucify me. But from my experience and all the music I've heard from in terms of like, you know, all of Kendrick Lamar's albums, Damn gets talked about a lot more than all the other ones.
I mean, he won I think he was the first rapper to win like a
global something prize. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like he was the first one to win like a something that only like book writers win or something.
Yeah. Was that for Damn or was that for a different album?
No, it was for Damn, because I remember somebody correcting me and okay. They were like, no, that's like for Damn. And I thought it was To Pimp a Butterfly.
I don't know. I didn't start really getting into like music heavy until like maybe 2017. And I mean, you can ask DJ. I promise you, all I was listening to was lo-fi music and dubstep. That is all I was listening to.
Yeah, that is true.
And then freaking DJ and Isaiah would be like, oh, no, you got to listen to this. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to listen to that. That shit sounds weird. Like, yeah. The first album, like, I sat down and really listened to was Scorpion by Drake. that was the first album I've ever stopped and listened to.
Such a random.
Yeah, like, that's so random. I don't remember my first album I actually listened to, because I feel like I've always listened to the albums start to finish.
Yeah.
Like ever since ever.
Nah, I didn't, that was like my first album. I remember because I downloaded Spotify and I had the Spotify with the fucking ads. So I'd have to sit there and thug it out through the ads and listen to the entire album. And I was like, yo, this is the best album ever.
You thought it was the best album ever?
To this day, I still think it's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie to you. From song one all the way to song eight, there's not one skip. There's not one skip.
You a fanboy.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm like still looking into the Kendrick thing. He won I can't even pronounce this right, bro. Pulte Riz Prize? It's supposed to be like a super established like art thing. Like, bro, even the History Channel, like, Kendrick Lamar has been the first rapper to win this like prize. Yeah, and it was for Damn.
Yeah.
Let me send you the link.
I think he's still the only rapper to ever do it.
And it's over, which is crazy because it's over Damn.
But I think To Pimp a Butterfly is like in like a museum or something, right?
Yeah.
Or it's somewhere.
It's in a museum?
Yeah, it's somewhere. I don't know if it's a museum, but it's like somewhere. It's posted up somewhere and it's appreciated somewhere. That's it.
Essentially, it's just because it's the capturing of complexity of modern African life. One of the greatest living American. Oh, wait.
Pulitzer Prize.
Composer, for sure.
No, DJ, I kind of want to touch into like your type of music right now.
I'm going to say like Logic. Killer War, okay. Eminem.
All right. Mm-hmm. Man, he's in deep America rap right now.
Oh, God.
I love me some Eminem. Honestly, I really do like Eminem. I like old Eminem. I like R&B. I kind of like all music. Deftones, Eminem, R&B. Like, I don't know. I like all music. Like, there's no music I stray away from. So, as far as like new music I've been listening to, I actually did listen to like Logic albums start to finish. And that album was like 9 out of 10, 9.8 out of 10 for me.
Logic?
Wait, which album did you listen to?
His recent one. I don't know. He's talking about positivity or something like that. I forgot what it's called. It's called, let me see.
This guy said he retired.
Ultra 85, yep.
Thought he retired.
He said that, but then he also came out with an album right after. He came out with something right after he said that. And then he was like, that was the... I think he just let people get to him, and then it stopped him from, like, seeing love in it because he was just getting so much hate on it. And then he, like, rekindled, you know. I mean, I don't think he should have said that if he wasn't serious about it, but at the same time, it's like, you know, a lot of that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm done doing this, and they go back to it. So I didn't put it against them. But I did listen to that album, and it was a great album for me. And the last song from, like, the first song, it just sounds super different to me. Like, I don't know. It sounds like also like alternative. It sounded like I was listening to like, I don't know the artist, but from Samurai, I mean, from Samurai Champloo, New Ghibli, something like that. It sounded like that and Cowboy Bebop, like with some alternative retro beats on it. That's what it sounds like to me. And he raps about like positive things. So it's like, I don't see why I wouldn't like it. I don't see why most people wouldn't like it. But somebody said, it was better than Kanye. Now, I'm not saying Kanye's album was bad, but I don't think it had as many hits for me.
Which Kanye's album?
I didn't even listen to it. I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I didn't listen to it.
I didn't even know this, bro.
He has something.
Virgil 2. Bro, I stopped listening to Kanye after Donda. I was so disappointed. Not to say Donda was bad, but it also wasn't. For me, that wasn't
Donda was what good. Kanye.
I don't think it's bad, but I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I think after this, I can't see him making anything like better than like Kids See Ghosts.
That's valid. Because
I felt like he was topping every album was topping the other one in some way. But
that's true.
Dude, Kids See Ghosts. After that, bro, I was like, damn. I think this is it.
See, when it came to Kanye, I think the only like. And yet again, this is going back to me, like, you know, my first album being fucking Scorpion by Drake. The only album, like, I went out and listened to willingly was Life of Pablo and Ye. That was the only two. The rest, like, when it comes to, like, individual songs, that's about it when it comes to other albums. I never went out of my way to listen to them. Like, a lot of people say the College Dropout is a beautiful album, and it probably is, right? It's probably the world's best. No, I have not. I'm gonna be honest with you. When it comes to albums, I'm not the one for it. I don't know if it's like if it's the ADHD or what. You said what?
What about Graduation?
Never.
What?
Yet again, I probably listen to like, you know, like the individual songs like I Wonder or Stronger, but never like I never like went out of my way to be like, you know what, I'm listening to this album. I think what prompts me to listen to an album, and this is just me, right? Just me. But I've noticed that if I end up liking a lot of songs that happen to be on that album, I'll just say, fuck it, I'm listening to the album. I think that's what I did with J. Cole. I think, let me see, what album was it?
J. Cole only got so many.
It was what's it called? Born Sinner. Born Sinner was the one where I was like, okay, I've listened.
Born Sinner is a really good one. I listened to that one start to finish not that long ago, too.
Yeah. That is a beautiful album.
And then, but the thing is, he is saying some crazy stuff in there. That's the one. He's saying some crazy stuff in there.
For me, it was For Your Eyes Only, and then also 2014.
Yeah,
Forest Hills Drive,
which was crazy.
I like For Your Eyes Only.
After I listened to Born Center, that's when like I went out of my way. I listened to every J. Cole album after that.
And then KOD. KOD is such a well produced album, bro.
Start to finish, AMT or. ATM is my favorite song from off that album.
I like Kevin's Heart. That's on that song.
Yeah, Kevin's Heart is so good too. Yep. That like KOD, bro. I was like, damn, bro. J. Cole like is crazy.
Yeah. That's it.
Overall, just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album.
Grippy.
But okay.
I'm gonna kill my
wait.
that's crazy. Like,
the same bro.
Grippies.
That is crazy though. I don't know what made him make that song.
Look, bro, there was a lot of hostility up in the air around that time. He just wanted to loosen up the air, and that's what he did.
That's probably true, though.
It's just like...
But, I mean, I feel like I didn't need that.
They could have, like...
There's so many different ways to... Wasn't he supposed to give us an album? He didn't give us an album. He might delete later.
Wasn't he also supposed to be quit?
Bro, I don't even know. That dude, he said double it, give it to the next person. And Drake took it off.
You know what's crazy? I never listened to a seven-minute drill.
It's not that good. Or it's not bad. It's just not like...
Oh, my... Wait, it's not bad. It's just not great.
Wait, 7 Minute Drill is the...
It's the J... Not the J. Cole, but the Kendrick diss.
I just... Honestly, I was telling people, I was like, I wish J. Cole was the one doing the lyrics and Drake was the one feeding him the information. Because it would have came out a lot better. Because, yeah,
wait,
like...
You wish what?
Like...
Kendrick...
Like, for the battle, I wish J. Cole was the one, like, still dealing with Kendrick. Because lyrically, he's the only one, lyrically-wise, who matches him in that battle, right?
Okay, yeah.
Who
true.
Can, like, you can, like, you know?
Cause I was going to say, like, outside of that, I don't know. But in that battle, 100%.
That's what I was like.
You think J. Cole can lyrically keep up with Kendrick?
Somewhat. Better than Drake.
Better than Drake for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I just wanted to see somebody like match up Kendrick where he really has to push, you know? Like,
but the thing is, he made a diss.
Right.
He did.
And I don't even think the diss was that good though.
It wasn't. He was just like, you haven't dropped in a while.
Yo, I don't think his heart was in it. I don't think he was trying to really diss him for real. And then when he thought about it, he was like, "Now I'm too old for all this." Good call, though.
I don't even think he should have made that diss. That's why I think if he was like behind the scenes, I would like him to be a part of some like lyrics for sure. But I wouldn't want him to be like the main ghostwriter. I feel like,
true.
If Drake even had ghostwriters, because I mean, he said he didn't, but I don't know.
Yeah, but everyone got ghostwriters.
Yeah, not I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying not for every well. I think not Kendrick, though. I feel like Kendrick definitely gets help, though. There's no way he does.
I think for Kendrick, it's all about inspiration, and he's always just, like, feeding himself art. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Always intaking, like, something.
Like, I feel like almost every... What the fuck? I feel like almost every artist, for the most part, has someone that's ghostwritten, like, maybe 1, 2, even 10 songs. I feel like when it comes to Kendrick... And artists that fall more into his lane, like Tyler the Creator. I feel like Tyler the Creator and Kendrick are not on like the same level, but like in terms of like creativity with their music, I feel like
they appreciate the art.
What they're
But that's a lot of. I feel like that's. I don't know. I feel like that's most artists that take their craft seriously. They act like that, because like they give it like a theme. You know, they put like their heart into it, like. I feel like if you're a true artist, you're going to put, like, a part of yourself in each album and, mm-hmm. like, exploit that to the most you can to make it a good album. That's what, like, because Tyler Creator, he has Igor, and he was saying Igor is, like, a, you know, kind of like a personality of him. Like, it's like an offspring of him. It's something, it's personal. Same thing with Kendrick, like, it's personal. And that's, like, most artists, though. Like, most artists put, like, a personal connection to their albums if they're, like, serious about it.
I'm not gonna lie. Tyler, the Creator has been inspiring me a lot to just kind of just say fuck it and just continue to do what I'm doing. And clearly it's working.
He did so much, like, in the beginning. He just got all his friends together, and then they all, like... I mean, the ones who were smart blew off of each other, like Frank Ocean, Earl, Tyler.
Freaking Kali Uchis. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I be thinking Earl Sweatshirt is like low key, but he is so big, bro. Like he's
the face of underground, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, bro, crazy.
No one really talks about that nigga for real. Like, right. If you were to just go to work and like bring up Earl Sweatshirt, they'd be like, "Who?" But this man is so big.
Yeah, it's Earl and the Alchemist. I think are.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was thinking of too.
Like, yeah, them two are like the face of underground, bro. Like they're the face of underground music, because they, dude, like both of them have. so much appreciation for that music, and then also make so many. The Alchemist makes so many collab albums with like underground rappers. People are just coming up or whatever.
It's yeah,
good. It's good. He made one with Freddie Gibbs. That was a really beautiful album.
Alfredo, yeah, I think it won an award. I think it won a.
Alfredo won a reward. Won a reward. I think it was a Grammy.
Yeah, if they won a Grammy.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Grammy. Best rap album award. In 2021.
Yeah, yeah, Grammy Award for best rap. Yep, yep, yep.
Now, I kind of touched on it a little bit, but I want to know: are there any like music artists for you two that inspire you outside of like what they do with music?
I feel like, or even not even deep into fashion, I'd be watching like interviews, and I think it's just interesting to see how people like from their first song to like their songs now just change their whole like life. I feel like that's what I take interest into. It's like how the music or how like music has changed you. If it's like a more than like just the music for me, then I'm paying attention to like how the music changed you or is helping you follow like what you actually want to do or helping you do other things that you wanted to do. So like Lil Yachty, because he has a podcast, he has another group, and then he just has so many different things going on after his album popped off. I really pay attention to him.
My bad. I'm back. And as soon as I got ready to say what I had to say, I pulled my mic a little bit closer and everything unplugged. But
damn.
Well, I was recording too, so I am recording.
Beautiful.
I was about to say, did it stop recording?
No, I didn't stop recording. It's just my mic unplugged. But I was going to say, when it comes to like artists, DJ, you just got done talking about Lil Yachty.
Is that like, ASAP, Pharrell, Lil Yachty?
ASAP, Pharrell, and Lil Yachty. Carlos, what did you say any or no?
I said Mike.
Why Mike?
Do you want me to repeat it?
Honestly, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I was just saying, I like how he commits to his craft, and instead of like trying to conform to like what everybody else wants him to be, or like conform to like make it easier for people to find him, like he just, he trusts in his process and like goes at it, and people who appreciate what he likes and what he's doing will find him.
Okay. I feel like for me, that's the same with how I felt about Tyler, the Creator. Once I saw a handful of interviews with them, and I was kind of just having them as like background noise. And then I actually like started listening to like a few parts of what he was saying. And I'm like, yo, like he truly doesn't care. Now, not to say like this man just does everything by the book. I don't know the man. But when he makes something, he puts his all into making it. And I'm like, yo, that is something I want to do. I want to be able to have the full confidence in my work to be like, yo, I made this. I don't care if you like it or not. Here, this is what it is. That's what I want to do with my art. And so when it comes to music and music artists that I look up to, it's for sure Tyler, the Creator, and Action Bronson. Action Bronson for sure. Jesus. That man knows how to
live life. Wait, who's that?
Action Bronson?
I'll put you on.
He, Carlos, would you say he's underground? I feel like he's underground. Did he just yell?
He walked away.
Heard that. Well, Action Bronson, he kind of was in like the same lane of like Freddie Gibbs, The Alchemist, underground rappers like that. He's been making music for a very long time, but he also has a cooking show on YouTube, and just seeing the way he interacts with people, the way he goes about describing things, you can even hear the shit in his music, like the way he describes stuff in music. It's like, yo, what are we talking about?
His name is Action Bronson.
Yeah, he's a white. He's like, he sounds like Ghostface Killer.
Okay, bad. Mm-hmm.
I think. Do they have beef at this point?
Yes, they did, because people were comparing him to that, and he tried to. No offense, but Ghostface Killer does have a better legacy than him. He tried to undermine Ghostface Killer's like legacy, and people were like, "All right, bro, like, chill out. You ain't that big yet."
I think at that time he wasn't as big.
He's still big, but yeah. I just don't know how the show's doing, because it's with Vice, and isn't Vice like bankrupt?
Who, Ghostface?
No, Action Bronson, his show.
No, he has his own thing.
No, but I'm saying it's ran by Vice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so Action Bronson's like Holy said, he's like underground rapper, but he's really known for his pop culture references. So he brings up a lot. I don't know if you noticed, but some rappers will bring up like WWE, like food, or like he'll bring in a lot of like pop culture to his music. Yeah, I think the Cookie Show's with Vice, and I don't think it's gonna be happening anymore because Vice is bankrupt.
No, he makes new ones.
Oh yeah, here it is. Action Bronson says he's parting ways with Vice.
When it comes to, like, the Action Bronson, like I said, the way he articulates his words with music, he can say something wild as hell, but it's accurately correct to what he is trying to communicate.
Okay.
But, yeah, Tyler, the Creator, and Action Bronson, in terms of, like, outside of their music, inspired me a lot to do what I do and act how I act now.
I'm going to say Eminem changed my life. Yeah. How about that?
I'm agree with you, bro. He's like, hey, the first movie he acted in was good. Yeah.
Talking about 8 Mile?
Yeah, the movie about his life.
I'm not going to lie. Eminem changed. I think Eminem is actually insanely good. I think Eminem.
Oh, I think like, he is. I think for like his time period. I don't think right now, maybe, but I think.
Yeah, not now. Wait, my
bad. During his time period and stuff, like, bro, he's solid and one of the best, like, during that time.
Well, I still think Eminem is good. I just think old Eminem was way more like, I don't know why old Eminem, it feels like way more relatable to me now. But like,
because he was so aggressive. He was so like truthful. He would tell you everything, even things that you probably shouldn't know about. He would tell you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He talked about like killing his mom, I think, right? And like his girl. Like,
he talks about some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not like for real, but he just be like, it's just his feeling.
I mean, his mom's still alive. Yeah.
But and he would get in so many disses, bro. Like the disses,
he just has like
were crazy. Like,
and he's lyrically like really good. Like, I don't know.
He is lyrically good.
Like, that's the whole reason why I keep listening or keep going back to like old songs, is because, bro, it just sounds so good.
I'm not afraid.
Nah, see, what are you saying, bro? Oh, no,
is that not one of his songs?
I'm talking about I'm talking about something like
commercial shit. That's like his damn.
That's like. It's like his damn. Like, what are you saying, bro? No, I'm not talking about that. None of that, bro. Like, that just made me kind of mad because, like, why did you just say that? Like, that's what I was talking about. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm talking about something more like the Marshall Mathers, something like that. I like Recovery.
Look, he has one song that I love dearly. It's called Toy Soldier. I remember that, bro.
Wow.
Okay. What the fuck? What is that for?
You're going to make me like, nothing.
No, go ahead. Say what you have to say.
That's good. I'm so glad you fuck with that song.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's like the one. Is that the one after that, the beef, right? With that one guy?
I don't even know.
Because there's.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He has a. I mean, look it up.
I'd rather you say Stan. Than Toy Soldier, like,
nah, look, right? You remember when I had my tablet when we were younger? No, yeah. I don't think you were. Were you?
Yeah, it probably. Was.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I remember I was listening to that song heavy, and it was around the time I had that tablet. And I remember once Isaiah broke my tablet, that song would like randomly play from the tablet. Although the screen wasn't working, that song would randomly play. So I was like, you know what? That's my Toy Soldier right there. That nigga gone, but he's not really gone for real.
This is about his daughter.
You should. Yeah, I thought it was about his daughter. That's what
about,
I was thinking.
Like, it's about that beef, because this guy, like, and the beef was like, I'm going to kill your daughter or something like that.
I think I know you're talking about. I can't remember his name, though.
But they were a while back in the day, bro. Like, they would.
So I'm not going to lie, if I was Eminem, I'd quit right then and there.
But the thing is, Eminem was edgy, so I get why somebody would think they could say that to him. Like, I can understand the reason of why somebody would take it that far with him.
He would go just as far, but
yeah,
the other guy was like saying he's gonna like kill his daughter or something like that. Or he was saying crazy stuff about his daughter.
See, yeah, that's ridiculous. Honestly, you shouldn't talk about nobody's daughter. That's like, that's crazy. You probably shouldn't talk about nobody's family for real.
But like, I know Eminem.
I can understand him saying something about his mom because he also dissed his mom. But not about his like wife or daughter. That's kind of like, nah, that's too far. That's like
no, legit. Like, well, the guy's like not even known anymore.
I can't even remember his name.
He was like a magazine owner, but he had rap. He was also a rapper, but he was the owner of the magazine or something.
It was probably the nigga that made Vice.
I don't know. The guy's not.
He just be saying shit to piss me off. You should listen to Deja Vu and Superman by Eminem. Superman is one of my favorites. The thing is, I have an edit that I still remake, and I'm not even really remaking it. I just add effects to it, and then I've sent it multiple times, and it's like just the Eminem song, Superman, just bass boosted. But now, how would we wrap this?
Adios.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Adios.
I appreciate you guys listening. It was a beautiful time. We'll catch y'all. Peace.